Blog Talk Radio.
Give me love.
I'm not afraid to die. dreams I've ever been inside my mind. Dreams that seem to fade into the lady I was on for summer day. Yeah. Am I reaching out for something? I might never come my way. I'm holding on to you, and I'm living the future.
sometimes, and I see you walking by, and I wonder what was on your mind. I gave you everything, everything I thought you ever wanted, but to no avail, it didn't work. But then one day, I gave you flowers. You had ran downstairs and opened the door and said, that was all you ever needed from me. I could have saved myself so much money.
Good evening, and welcome to Soul Tree Radio on the Raw, officially brings in spring. I'm your host, Michael Lewis Ingram, DJ Honeycomb, and as always, it is good to have you in the house. Soul Tree Radio on the Raw, proudly sponsored by BASNNewsroom.com and the members of the Brother Man Network. For the who, what, when, where, why, and how, check it all out right now at www.BASNNewsroom.com. Well, we decided to take a musical trip through spring because it's that time of year. Winter has been rough, and I'll tell you, it was rough on me. I spent the ass end of last year, October through December, in the hospital. And for those who didn't know, and for those who did care, thank you. You helped get me through. And whew, all I can say is there's a reason why people don't like hospitals. And I was reminded of that during my stay there. Anyway, as I carried on through this, it let me reflect on a lot of stuff. And, you know, among the stuff to reflect had to do with the fact that, well, you know, you're no longer in the springtime of your life. For me, I guess I'd say I'd be in winter. And I never really like winter. You know, fuck all that shit with the early spring and the groundhogs fucking playing games and all that shit. And I was never crazy about that. So, winter we write off, but I am a spring baby. And I take into heart everything that spring represents. Revitalization, renewal, all that good shit. I love spring. And I also love spring because I am a spring baby. And playing music is one of the things that I know was a skill that I acquired because of a couple of people named John Harrison and Keith Hundley. Now, DJing and disco music and whatever you want to call it is one thing. There's a question as to whether or not some people would think it's art because it went from the performers being the stars to the producers being the stars. But there is something about the science of it that to do it right. And the rhythm is the rhythm. One of my favorite artists, if you don't know already, is Grace Jones. And Dame Grace and her magnum opus, Slave to the Rhythm, always talks about being in sync. Love to the rhythm, work to the rhythm, all that good stuff. And I got to say, there's some meat in that sandwich because I can remember being a kid and experiencing daylight savings time, whether it was to add an hour or to take an hour away, depending on what time of year it was. And it always threw me off. It's an hour. You would think, how can that happen? Why does that happen? But it always threw me off. And I can never understand why. Well, I think over the years, as I've tried to adapt to this, this and music collided in the nicest of manners. I always loved to dance, and I always loved the fact that music would cheer me up. And when I was listening to the radio, and I heard DJs on air, and the disco era sort of happened, I was paying attention to the fact that it's artful, the way some of these guys were making the music. And it was like, okay, I want to be able to do this. But I wasn't in sync with that sort of thing yet. It wasn't until I came up with my own concept that it started to dawn on me that I can do this, but it's got to be my way. I have to find my own rhythm. And that's exactly what happened. I found my own rhythm, and because of it, I will be eternally grateful to my brothers, Keith and John, for helping me get there. Because the rhythm thing is something, just as Grace said, you do on an everyday basis. Everything you do, work, sleep, make love, you know, everything has a sync to it. You got to be in pace with it, and if you're not, or if you're off pace, you feel off kilter. I've been lucky for most of my life to be on point. Once I found my rhythm, I not only was it right, but I was writing prolifically. I've written 2 books. Actually make that 2.5 because I co-authored a book with the professor. And I'm knocking wood here. I've never had a brain fart when it came to writing. If it was something